Welcome to McKinney vs. Frisco vs. Plano Home Search Guide. Today's episode features real estate insights from the Good Home Team, eXp Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome to McKinney vs. Frisco vs. Plano Home Search Guide. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Nick Good before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into what actually matters when you're trying to decide between these three North Texas cities. Joining me is Nick Good, and we're going to break down the real differences, not just the hype.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited. So look, I think the biggest mistake people make when they're comparing these three cities is they just Google best place to live and call it a day. But the truth is, McKinney, Frisco, and Plano are actually pretty different when you start digging into the details, commute patterns, lot sizes, what kind of homes are actually available, taxes. It really depends on what matters to you.
Right, exactly. So let's start with housing styles, because I think that's something people don't talk about enough. Like, if someone's coming from California or the Northeast, they're probably expecting something different than what they might find. What does the housing landscape actually look like across these three cities?
Okay, so here's the thing. McKinney has this really interesting mix. You've got older, established neighborhoods like Sherwood Park with more traditional, mature lots. But you also have newer, master-planned communities like Creekview Landing that have a totally different feel. Frisco, on the other hand, tends to skew newer overall. A lot of newer construction, master-planned developments, and homes built in the last 10 to 15 years. Plano's kind of in the middle. It's got some older neighborhoods, but also some really solid newer sections. And the lot sizes? That's where you see a real difference. McKinney and Plano tend to have more variety in lot sizes, while Frisco leans towards smaller, more manicured lots in those newer developments.
Oh, wow. So if someone's really attached to having a bigger lot, like they want space, they want to breathe, McKinney might actually be the better play? Huh. I mean, that's not what I expected to hear.
Exactly. And that matters because it affects everything else. Your property taxes, your maintenance, your lifestyle. If you're looking at homes in that under 300K range or even up to mid-range, you're going to find more lot variety in McKinney. We've actually got some great resources on that if people want to explore specific neighborhoods or see what's available at different price points.
Okay, so let's talk commute, because that's huge for people relocating. Where are most people working? And how does that actually play out day to day?
Pauses. So commute patterns are really interesting here. A lot of people working in the Plano office corridor, you know, all those tech companies, they're actually spread across all three cities. But Frisco and Plano have a slight edge if you're commuting to Central Plano or the Dallas-Fort Worth corridor. McKinney's a bit further north, so if you're working downtown Dallas, it's going to be a longer drive. But here's what people don't realize. A lot of remote workers are choosing McKinney specifically because it's a little quieter, a little less developed than Frisco, and you get more space for your money.
That makes sense. And taxes, I feel like that's something nobody really understands until they're already locked in. How do property taxes actually compare?
Right. So property taxes in Texas are notoriously high compared to a lot of other states, especially for people moving from out of state. But within the DFW area, there are some differences. Frisco and Plano have slightly different school district tax rates, and McKinney's are a bit different too. It really depends on which specific school district you're in. And honestly, that's where working with someone who knows these details matters, because a 500K home in one district might have a different tax burden than the same home value in another. If you're curious about what your specific situation might look like, there are resources to check your home's current value and what you might expect to pay.
So it's not just about the city. It's about the school district within the city. That's a really important distinction. What about new construction? I feel like a lot of people relocating want that new build feel.
Oh, new construction is huge. Frisco is absolutely the leader here. Tons of new developments, tons of builder options, newer finishes, smart home technology. Plano's got solid new construction too, but it's not quite at the same pace. McKinney's interesting because you get new construction, but it's mixed in with these really established neighborhoods. So you get this blend of old and new. If you're dead set on brand new, Frisco's probably your answer. But if you want options and variety, McKinney and Plano give you more flexibility.
And lifestyle. Because at the end of the day, that's what people are really buying into, right? It's not just the house. It's the community, the vibe, what you're going to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So Frisco tends to feel more polished, more suburban, in that planned way. Lots of chain restaurants, newer retail, master-planned amenities. Plano's got great amenities too, but it feels a little more established, a little more diverse in terms of neighborhoods. McKinney has this interesting character. It's got downtown McKinney, which has got real local flavor, great restaurants, that kind of small-town vibe mixed with growth. So if you want that newer, shinier suburban feel, Frisco. If you want something with a little more character and established community, McKinney or Plano might be better fit.
This has been really helpful, Nick. I think the big takeaway here is that it's not about which city is best. It's about what matters to you and your family. Commute, lot size, new construction, taxes, lifestyle, they all play a role. Thanks so much for breaking this down in a way that actually makes sense.
Absolutely. And honestly, the best thing people can do is spend time in each of these communities, drive around, grab coffee, talk to locals. That's where you really figure out where you belong. We've got tons of detailed neighborhood guides and resources linked in the show notes if you want to dive deeper into any of these areas.
Perfect. That's McKinney versus Frisco versus Plano. Home search guide. Check the show notes for all those resources. And thanks again, Nick. Thanks for listening to McKinney versus Frisco versus Plano Home Search Guide. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.